This is an MUT Radio podcast.
And as promised earlier on, we're going to have Mr. Sanjeevi Naidu, hope I'm pronouncing it right, joining us live on MUT Radio as we are celebrating Mandela Month. So we're speaking more on that one. So also, if you have any questions, maybe during the interview, you can hit us up on 068-160-8832 or call the studio line on 031-907-7194. But firstly, Mr. Naidu, welcome to MUT Radio.
Thank you very much.
Yes, so you are a lecturer and the faculty representative on community engagement. Could you tell us more about that? Because I believe you work closely with the CEAD.
Yes, I've been a lecturer at Mangosuthu University for 16 years right now.
Wow.
My passion are my students, and it is also community engagement. I've been the community engagement department and faculty rep as well.
Yes. Oh, that is amazing. So you do a lot of work that's engaged with communities.
I'd like to think so. I'd like to do more. We've recently, between 2014 and 2020, I've had the opportunity of also taking this community work to Westville Prison.
Wow. Yes. Oh, that is amazing. So we are celebrating Mandela Month, which is very important. And when you speak of community engagement, it's kind of similar to what Nelson Mandela believed in, because he believed in a lot of community work. So maybe can you briefly tell us, Uthi, how important is the Mandela legacy just to you?
Man, this Mandela was my hero. Is my hero. I was 20 something when he came out of prison in 1990. He was 71 years old. I was 20 something. I saw this live, you know, and it was just ecstatic. It was elated. We went through, it was such a turmoil. Our country was in a real turmoil. And I saw this man, you know, coming out of the gates, and we were all scared, and we were all wondering what's going to happen. Was this, is somebody going to be shooting, or, you know, like we didn't know. And the thing is, from the time that he came out till the time that he passed away in 2013, he's been nothing but an inspiration to me. I think every time he spoke, on television, I've never seen him live. Every time he spoke on television during those years, I teared. He touched my heart.
Yeah. That is amazing.
Yeah.
You work at an institution. Maybe this year, how do you feel like, how should the institution maybe celebrate Mandela Month edition of this year?
Well, we should celebrate by living life from the heart. I mean, we are a people-orientated business. We are in the business of empowering and uplifting people. And I myself have been here for 16 years. I've taught 16,000 students.
Wow.
The job that I have is I'm so thankful for. Mandela was a man that shared his care, shared his love, shared his passion, and brought our country together. People were flashing lights in their cars, putting South African flags on their side mirrors, so courteous to one another. I think we need to bring Mandela into MUT. Bringing Mandela into MUT will change everything. And I think I've got the perfect vehicle as well. I think I've got the perfect vehicle.
That is amazing. And while we're still speaking on bringing Nelson Mandela to MUT, maybe in your faculty, are there any things that are planned? Maybe the faculty has planned?
Yes, there's lots of things that have planned via Prof. Manleni and the Community Engagement Department, via the different departments in engineering, from the Faculty of Engineering.
Yes.
But I'm specifically from the Faculty of Civil Engineering, and we have in the middle of registering a project. It's called the Peace Education Program.
Wow.
And it is a message that's going to be that is already being distributed. The speaker is called Prem Rawat, and I believe he's walking in the footsteps of Nelson Mandela.
Wow.
They have both, Prem Rawat and Nelson Mandela, have won Brand Laureate Awards. The Brand Laureate Awards means that their name stands for so much of growth and so much of change. So there were only two people were really close to me, Prem Rawat and Nelson Mandela, and also Hillary Clinton, that won these awards.
Yes, you say you were working on a project. Maybe could you briefly explain to us what the project is about?
Yes, the Peace Education Program is designed to uplift, you know, to promote personal development and leadership skills. And we are going to be utilizing this in the form of social media. We have started with the WhatsApp among students and staff through a self-empowerment curriculum. It's going to be delivered at the moment via WhatsApp, and we hope to spread this across the different faculties. I mean, we are focusing on civil engineering and engineers, But we want to promote it across all faculties at the moment. So if you are, if you want to get involved, you want to receive these valuable audiovisual material, which is, by the way, accredited by psychologists and educators around the world, please get in contact with me. Send me an email, send me a WhatsApp, and I could get you in touch.
Yes, we're speaking of this program, which is going to be all around in all faculties. So anything that you are doing, maybe outside of MUT, like bringing something to communities, maybe in partnership with the CAT.
Yes, a lot of our colleagues have registered programs. There are countless programs that have are registered via CEAD, and the colleagues are masters on their programs by itself. I'm just hoping that this program, the WhatsApp Peace Education Program, can just be the glue that just binds people, just reminds them, takes a person from high school to primary school, if I may. And just to remember, for us to remember Ubuntu, obviously, and it's stemming from our greatest hero, Nelson Mandela, the most powerful communicator that I know up to date.
Yes. Wow, that is amazing. So we are in Mandela Month, but we're coming from Youth Month. So any advice that you would give maybe the youth on how, on what they should take from Nelson Mandela?
His heart. He's out. I didn't know him when he got in. He, obviously, I wasn't even born when he went into prison.
But
I
did most see, of us.
But I did watch videos. Yeah. But when he came out, he utilized. He's obviously a very intelligent man. I mean, when he spoke, he could he could argue with you, and that was his forte. So, guys, education, MUT, you got that sorted, right?
Wow.
But the thing that drove Mandela, the thing that actually made him unique, the thing that is growing his brand and legacy, and is making him so large, you know, is the fact that he used his heart first. He put his heart first, and to care. You know, not to think, and when you see somebody, don't think, what is that person? Is that person a certain language speaker? Feel that person. You have the mechanism. This human body is a feeling machine. Use your feeling.
Wow, that is amazing. And as part of the youth, I'm going to take that. I'm taking Mandela's heart.
Mandela's heart.
Yes, that is amazing. So what will be your advice to MUT regarding Mandela Man? Just MUT.
Well, guys, we are in the business of educating youth, and we are all about people. So, you know, educators out there, just, you know, use your heart. You know, you have course material to deliver, but take it, you know, let it start from your heart. And then obviously use the course material basically as an excuse, you know, to deliver that message of the all powerful. And everyone else, you are also all so much a part of education, and you are all welcome.
Yes.
To use this resource that we've all been given so freely.
Now, that is amazing. So, before I let you go, anything that you would like to add, maybe on your side, or maybe other things that you're planning on doing?
Yes, I mentioned this peace education program. So basically Mandela, you know, ignited something in me, and I wanted to feel it every day in my life. Yes. And I went on, you know, to search for something similar so that I could grow, I could develop, I could become. I mean, I'm aspiring to become as large as Mandela is. I'm very far away. I'm very far away, but I'm trying. So I found out that there's this program called the Peace Education Program, and it's a program that's distributed across the world several times over. China, Italy, Rome, you name it. And it's in the form of videos. And I do send out these videos. I do it via WhatsApp, etc. If you want to know more, please Google Peace Education Program or WhatsApp me. You know, I'll be glad to give out my information. And, you know, we could take it from there.
Oh, that is amazing. And Mr. Naidu, thank you very much for joining us on MUT Radio. And we wish you all the best with the program. We wish it all the success. Thank you very much for joining us on MUT Radio.
Thank you very much. And yeah, as I said, if you want to get in touch, involved in the program, just look up Peace Education Program, and also WhatsApp me on 079-4933-782. Thank you very much.
Yes, thank you. That was Mr. Naidu, a lecturer and the faculty representative on community engagement, joining us live on MUT Radio. We're still celebrating Mandela Month. It's still a long way to go up until the 31st of July. We're just celebrating. And on Mandela Day, there is more that is going to happen. So you should definitely tune in for that one. But right now, let's go to this side. When we come back,
this is an MUT Radio podcast.